Utah got one step closer to legalized medical marijuana on Monday. In a close vote, the Utah Senate gave preliminary approval to a broad cannabis bill, but advocates are not optimistic the bill will make it past the next vote. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Republican Senator Howard Stevenson spoke in favor of Senate Bill 73, which would legalize the use of marijuana extracts for several chronic and debilitating conditions. Stevenson said marijuana has been unfairly demonized in the U.S. He pointed out there are hundreds of deaths from opiate overdoses every year in Utah, while there are zero deaths from marijuana.
Let's give these families, these individuals, not a right for recreation. That's not what this is talking about. Let's give them a right to try when their family members are suffering so badly. Let's don't make them go to Nevada or Colorado to get this opportunity to ease their suffering.
But Republican Senator Deidre Henderson said that lawmakers were ignoring the potential harms of marijuana, particularly for young people.
To suggest that there's nothing wrong with taking this drug is concerning to me. And I just want to caution everybody, as we have this dialogue, that we cannot just say this is harmless and meaningless and it only is good for you and it's only beneficial. That is not the case.
Senators allowed the measure to move forward in a vote of 15 to 13. But based on the debate, advocates like Christine Stenquist were pessimistic about the bill's chances in the next Senate vote. Stenquist is heading up the effort for a ballot initiative, which she says will move forward if SB 73 fails to pass in the legislature.
It's still fear-mongering that's going on. I hear the concerns, but I'm not seeing people coming to the table to negotiate.
Meanwhile, senators approved a more limited bill, which would allow for the use of hemp oil only. That bill now moves to the House for consideration. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.